Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you, this is not going to be comfortable, okay? No. We want you to rat out a brat. Mm-hmm. Now, it'll be easier to rat out a brat if it's a stranger. Like if you just saw somebody being, basically, when I say the word brat, do you think of the same thing as me? Just like...
Right now I think of Charlie XCX, but...
Oh, because of the song.
Album. Yeah, it was called Brat.
Oh, I thought she had a song called Brat too, no?
No.
Just the album.
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Brat was like the word of the year or something.
Yeah, because of her.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about a child who is a piece of hell, who is spoiled rotten.
Oh. And like...
Just not good. Not a cute girl being a brat. But like yeah.
The original usage of the word.
Yes. So we want you to do what we're calling rat out the brat. Now, if you haven't seen this video.
I have not. I need to.
Please go pull it up while we're talking about it. It is a girl. Like, I just caught the middle of the video. I don't understand what's happening. Because there doesn't seem to be a parent near this girl. Nobody knows where this Walmart is, or at least they didn't when I printed this story.
Oh my gosh.
The video starts where she's kind of standing by meat or produce or whatever, and she's throwing
them
on the floor.
She's just hucking stuff.
And then she starts stomping on them.
Not the little Debbie cake.
No. So she's thrashing a Walmart. She's just throwing things off the shelves. Then she puts her hand in the shelf and just dumps a whole... Then she moves on to the Welch's sparkling grape juice.
Are you serious?
And there's like 20 Walmart employees standing around and a bunch of customers filming. Then when she starts hurling the bottles and breaking them, one of the employees kind of goes up to her.
Yeah.
And people around said, "Don't you do that to that girl. You don't know what she's going through."
What?
She is thrashing the store, and the person trying to stop her is being told, stand down.
No. Once you come for the Debbie's, and now the Welch's grape juice, the sparkling, that's like what I eat. That's what I eat that on my birthday. That's like my favorite meal.
It's
and
crazy.
You're smashing both of it? Unacceptable.
There does not seem to be a parent.
I understand that maybe she has a learning disability or something,
but
you still need to try to calm her down.
Yes. I mean, if we find out later that this is all, but it's still like someone has told her it's okay because there was nobody stopping her.
That's the thing is, where is the parent?
No idea. Guardian.
Someone.
Wow.
Someone who knows what she's going through and can help out.
Oh. It was the grossest display of brattiness.
Yeah, that's not Not great.
Debbie deserves better than that.
I mean, dude, when I was literally thinking of you when she, because she's like, she disappears behind a case of Little Debbie's, and I thought she was going to move the whole thing. Dump the whole thing. I'm like, no.
I've done that, but it's into my shopping cart.
I'll like accidentally run into it, so one falls in, and it's like, oh, gotta keep it.
Oh my God. But, all right, so if you've witnessed bratty behavior, we want to hear that. If you are the brat, if you've used your bratty ways to get something, okay. We want to hear that. And if you want to rat out your own terrible children,
yeah,
we can voice this. We can do whatever. You don't have to like go
voice disguise, change your name.
Yes.
Whatever.
But we want you to rat out the brat. 303-222-5423. That's the number you call, or that's the number you text. That other short code that you used to use that I don't even want to say anymore doesn't exist. 303-222-5423.
I was roommates with a brat my first year of college. I didn't realize how spoiled and how bratty he was until we went to visit some friends of ours who went to a different school. Mm-hmm. So we're out partying. We're having a great time. Then we get back to my buddy's apartment. It's a one-bedroom apartment, right? So, and my roommate goes, well, where am I going to sleep? And we're like, just on the floor. Like, just anywhere. Who cares? Pass out.
Right.
And he's like, I've never slept on a floor. I'm not sleeping on a floor. Let me sleep in your bed.
What?
And my buddy whose apartment is like, no way. I don't even know you. You're friends with T-Hag. I barely know him. Like, no.
No, hard pass.
And so he threw a fit and just couldn't believe that we were all just sleeping on the floor.
Hello?
Oh my God.
We're like, bro, I don't know what you want us to do. Like, we can't go get a bed for you or anything.
Your privilege has no place here.
Yeah, we have no. And the whole night, and it's still the quote amongst our friends. He said, my mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor. He kept saying, my mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor. And we're like, okay.
Call her then.
Call her, I guess.
I dislike him strongly.
Me too. I need his info. I want to social media stalk him.
There is one other story that I remember, and I think it was a national news story because this kid was such a brat. His parents threw his Sweet 16 and bought him, from what I remember, it was like an A6 or something, an Audi A6, a really nice starter car. But it was in blue, and he wanted silver.
What?
So he drove the car.
Stop.
And crushed it.
Like, intentionally.
On purpose.
Oh.
That day. God. And they were like, oh, baby, let's get you the color you wanted.
Stop.
No way.
Oh my gosh, the parents are brats.
No, dude.
Everyone involved.
99%
brats.
Of the stories we're about to hear. It's not going to be like there. If you there is a brat, there is a mastermind behind that brat.
Yeah,
absolutely. You don't get to be exactly.
Mama wouldn't let me sleep on the floor.
Without
mama
never let her baby sleep on
that.
Yeah, it's like
get it right,
bro. We're in our 20s. You know, like, don't talk like that.
You're not in Dirty Dancing, man. No, it's because mama created that.
Oh yeah.
And these parents created a person who here's a free $60,000 car on your birthday. It's the wrong color. Buy me a different one.
I hate this.
Oh wow.
We are ratting out the brat. 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're looking for you to rat out a kid who's not great. We call it rat out the brat. Danielle?
Yay!
Rat out the brat. Who's the spoiled rotten child?
Okay, so I was at this little store, just like a little shop, and there's some candies and stuff outside outside the door. And okay. I saw this mom tell her little kid, about five, just grab the candies, grab as much as you want. And then run, and then we're going to run off. And I go, oh, no, you're not.
Wait.
Wow.
Hold up.
No, isn't that horrible?
Who's the brat, though?
Both?
Not me.
I'm like, the mom is just... So, do
Danielle,
you feel like it was the
stopping
kids?
It?
Yes.
I didn't get any candy that day, Danielle.
Oh, my
isn't
God.
Terrible?
So, she was training the child to be a criminal.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's done it before. She just acted like... She did it right in front of me.
So, did you actually stop her?
Yeah, I stopped her. I said, oh, Mario, he's the guy that works there. I go, oh, no, you're not. I go, hey, Mario.
Oh, no, it's me, Mario.
Mario. And he took off. Mario was very happy, and he gave me a free cup of coffee for a week.
Oh, cute. Wow. All right. Well, I don't know who the brat here is in this, but thank you for the call, Danielle. Sherry?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Rat out the brat. What happened?
So, my sister's daughter is the worst behaved child I've ever seen. And, you know, I don't even understand why my sister lets her get away with half the stuff that she gets away with. For instance, this Thanksgiving weekend, we were supposed to all take a trip together and, you know, fly as a family with the kids. And just last minute, her daughter says, nope, not going.
She decided for the group? That we're not going?
Yeah. No, she decided for herself, I'm not going, which meant that my sister and brother-in-law could not go because she's only 12 years old.
I'm 12 years old enough for me, man. I'd leave the little bee at home.
When does she have a say on what she gets to do at 12 like that?
If you're
like,
a brat,
it's a family.
Especially you buy the tickets, you do the planning, you do everything. And keeping that in mind for her to be with her cousins and. Everything falls apart just because you don't feel like getting on a plane.
Oh, so it was a flight, too. So they missed out on a whole trip.
Correct.
Hmm. Well, somebody got some extra a seat next to them, I guess, as a positive.
We're not looking for the glasses half full perspective.
Some well-behaved child got an extra seat for their iPad.
All right. Thank you for the call, Sherry. Jasmine?
Yai.
Rat out the brat. What happened?
Back when my brother was younger, went into a Target with my mom, and she wasn't letting him get the toys he wanted, whatever he wanted, so he started to throw a massive fit in front of all of the Target ladies, and he called her a hoe because he thought it was short for horrible.
If the shoe fits. In front of the Target employees. You know, like, my kids can say almost anything to me. I just don't like it when they do it in front of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a pressure and they're like, you're going to allow that?
Yeah, you're
going to
allow that. And you're just like, oh, I'm not allowing, but I can't. Yeah. What did your mom do?
Left the store as soon as she could and tried not to cry.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm. Thank you, Jasmine.
He's good at spelling.
Yes. Danielle?
Yeah.
Rat out the brat. What happened to you?
So my grandson, he's so bad that at school, he goes to school and he turns himself into the art project. So he'll come home with crayon, with marker all over his body, his face, his arms, his clothes, everything. He likes to flip desks over.
Flip desks over at school?
Yeah.
And he thinks it's funny?
He's 7 years old, mind you. He's gotten kicked out of five schools in Jefferson County already.
He's seven and he's been kicked out of five schools.
Yes.
Oh my God. You know, I'm not even mad. That's impressive.
This is turning out less fun.
Yeah. Leo, what have you done?
This kid's seven. He's already. Thank you. That's a great story. Alex?
Yai.
Yai.
Rat out the brat.
Rat out the brat. So I have this coworker who gets kind of upset when he doesn't really get his way. It's like a center of attention thing. So I had this barbecue where we had like a couple $100 worth of meat, different kind of, you know, pork, steak, just all kinds of good stuff. And he wanted his pretty much breathing. And the rest of the party was like, no, we want ours like, well done. Mm. And so he goes to check the meat, slams my door. And it was like 102 degree weather day. So all the glass shatters. And then he burns all the meat and then leaves.
He's the only one who was right at that party.
Hey.
Everyone,
it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Not at a.
No, it was like a rare breathing. Like it was still like I like medium rare. That's my favorite. And he burnt it. It was charcoal.
Alex is reasonable here.
No, <he's>... The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.